This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Justice Department says it wants federal prosecutors to get tougher on white-collar crime. In a memo, the department ordered government lawyers and the FBI to go after not just the companies that break the law, but the people who run those companies. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more from Washington. Kimberly, so not just lower-level embezzlers?
Not so much. They're really aiming at company executives. The author of the memo, Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, said these guidelines are going to make executives at all levels turn over more information. These are guidelines for attorneys, not laws. But if they are enforced, it could change how companies deal with both their employees and the government. I spoke about this a bit earlier with Marcia Narine, a law professor at St. Thomas University in Florida.
What this tells companies is that from the very inception, companies are going to have to cooperate with the government and pretty much serve up the wrongdoers in the company.
The memo says if they don't do this, companies won't get so-called cooperation credit. Also, even when companies pay fines, Yates says attorneys shouldn't make deals to shield executives in order to get companies to admit wrongdoing.
Now, we've long heard and reported on calls for more executive accountability, but where's the pressure to do this coming from now?
Presidential candidate Hillary Clinton criticized the previous Attorney General, Eric Holder, for not prosecuting more Wall Street execs. Complaints from all over came that high-level executives escaped jail time after the mortgage crisis. Yates told the New York Times that the public needs to have confidence people will be punished, quote, whether that crime occurs on a street corner or in a boardroom. So DOJ is really pushing back against criticism that relatively minor crimes can send you to jail, but people who steal millions can get away with it.
All right, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Thank you.
Thank you.